All right, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council to order for July 16, 2024 at 19:01. All would rise for the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll move on with the agenda here and go into public comments. If anybody has anything that they wanted to say that's not on the agenda already, you have 2 minutes of fame.
What's on the agenda?
Seeing no public comment, we'll move on then to agenda review. I don't know if there's any additions or deletions.
I got nothing.
Anybody else have any? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as written.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Consent agenda. Look for a motion to approve the consent.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Nathan, you get the big seat.
Oh boy, I think you were first.
My name is Nathan Philbrandt. I'm representing the Cub Scout Pack 361 in Norwood Young America. I'm here today because we find ourselves this year without a home. We've been having our meetings at the Central Elementary School in Norwood there, and they've raised their rates to a point where we cannot sustain it for what we do. So we're looking for a place where we can host our two meetings a month. I believe it's the first and third Monday of the month, starting in September through April or May. It is basically seeing if you guys, and then we also have the Pinewood Derby. I believe that was May 22nd is what we were looking at. So basically coming to you guys today, asking if there's anything you guys can do to help us out. And
these are the first and third Monday?
First and third Monday of every month. Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, this room is taken.
Okay.
Do we have the community hall or any other that's available?
Usually the hall is available, or maybe even the park. You know, during the summer,
right?
You have an option.
Okay.
Because when does the Hunt and Fish Club, when do they meet their meetings?
They're Tuesday, right?
Tuesday?
Okay. First Tuesday. Yeah, first Tuesday.
So then the community hall should be open.
And they go to the shop.
In the shop? Okay.
I mean, how many people typically attend? What are we looking at numbers wells?
25, maybe 30, maybe 20. It all depends on, you know, who shows up for the meeting. I think we have, I don't know the exact number of kids that we have right now. It's probably about 15 kids, 15 parents.
And you're basically just looking for shelter, right? Place that.
Yeah, basically, you know,
like the hall basement would work.
Yeah. Do you have any people with any handicap?
Nothing. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Would that be an option?
Yeah, basement would be then.
Yeah, basically some more tables and chairs. We the first meeting of the month is with the dens themselves. So they kind of break into small groups. They work on, you know, crafts and projects, just basically working forward to their next level. And I believe the third Monday is just the general pack meeting where the kindergarten to fifth graders, everyone, we all just come together and have one big meeting.
Okay. Council, any thoughts?
I'd say the basement would be a good option for them. I don't know what you charge them or what were you guys charged or what they're.
I'm just coming into this role.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my feet underneath me. I don't technically take control as the committee chair until August 1st, but
okay,
you know, might as well hit the ground running. So I don't know what exactly the charge was last year at Central for us, but
okay.
Ultimately, that's for you guys to decide what you.
Where do you pull your kids from mainly?
We have several from Hamburg, majority from Young America, and several from Cologne.
When was the Pinewood Derby?
March 22nd, I believe, was okay. I think that someone said you, wherever they were, someone talked to someone, and I think we had it originally scheduled with a conflicting week.
Okay, so next March the 22nd, there's nothing at all.
Well, what does the Hunt and Fish Club do after their meetings? Do you know? Like, do they just kind of, like, is there anything you have to do after their meetings?
Well, they have a shop.
Oh, they're not even in the. Yeah.
But they did have it up at the bar up there, and they just pick up after itself and deliver the starters they had. They go up. So.
There was no major time on.
You really have to do anything with them. And that's what I'm not opposed to them as long as they just kind of clean up after themselves. So, I mean.
Yeah, that usually is not a problem.
If it was upstairs, I wouldn't care. Well, that's up to you guys. Because downstairs, it's, I don't know. Or even that, something you want to know about this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what would you be willing to, would you be able to, willing to meet with Jeremy or Jason or even, well, anybody.
Right.
And kind of just look at the space and then we can kind of.
So you can kind of decide if you want to go downstairs or upstairs. Like, I don't really care, which, as long, like I said, as long as you guys clean up after yourself.
Yeah, no, that's.
That's all it is.
Clean up after ourselves generally isn't a problem. You know, you make the kids do it because that's one of the principles, the leave no trace principle. So.
And just like upstairs, it's not always, it's pretty much clean usually, but.
Yeah.
Oh, the difference downstairs would be less lights. That's what I mean. It's more, and that's why I want to have them look at it. I'd rather just see what you think. I mean, even upstairs, you have to turn on a lot of lights if you come in the front all the way through for how long lights would be probably your biggest expense. But even all that, that I need, also, they're all that we need.
Yeah, I'd be happy to meet with you guys. So,
yeah, I mean, I would just, I'd hate to say, yeah, use the basement, and you go down and be like, whoa, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean?
You never know what you're going to get when this basement is mentioned.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing for me is I just don't want it to become and it sounds like it wouldn't be, but my concern would be is if it becomes a burden to Jason or anybody else.
Like in wintertime, like, because then you got snow coming in, like upstairs, and so.
No, is that heated or no?
Yeah, it's the hall.
Oh, that's the hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, that would be my, I guess if there'd be wiggle room on cost, it would be how clean you guys are able to keep, maintain that space.
Yeah.
Because like I said, if we have to, you know, it's.
No, yeah. Cleaners cost money.
He's got a lot better stuff to do than do that. So, I mean, I think that would be kind of something to discuss. But I think if you don't mind, I'd like to start with looking at the space just to make sure.
Well, I was going to say, what would it cost? Like if anyone would just want to rent it, I mean.
Well, like for clubs, organizations, those type things, you know, we do $425, but that's not going to be feasible twice a month.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's
for, you know, Cub Scouts or. Because we do, you know, just adult work here, but we do have, you know, with a 4-H uses this once a month.
Mm-hmm.
too at no charge. The thing is, you don't have to set that precedence either for anyone and everyone.
No,
but the facilities,
I mean, yeah, I
mean, for nothing.
It's a local law, and I
still have expenses to incur. And
yeah,
I don't know if there's other options that, you know, maybe the Cub Scouts can help out the Lions or something, mm-hmm. some of their events cleaning up or something to help contribute towards.
That's a good idea.
You know,
are you guys wedded to the first and third Monday, or are there other options throughout the week that might work?
We can discuss other options. That's just kind of what we've always done. So,
maybe in addition to checking out the downstairs and upstairs of the community hall, is get with Jeremy and find out like where there could be two consistent nights each month where this is open.
Okay.
And that might be a better option at the end of the day.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely.
Just off the top of my head, I would say, you know, Wednesday nights, but there's typically nothing in here on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
Kind of like a better here too. There's just
easy to clean.
Easier cleaning or so.
Absolutely. Well, I will discuss with the other committee members, and then we can get back to you guys, and you guys can discuss amongst yourself what we want to do going forward, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
You just going to hand out the Amber, or are we going to ask the Amber to slide the button? Okay. Well, then we'll move on then to the Hamburg Fire Department. So go ahead and turn it over to you, Jeremy.
Yeah, so I've talked to Steven. He's got softball tonight with his daughter, so he said he probably wouldn't be able to get back here to 8, and I said we'd probably be done with it. So I'm just filling in for him here. Just one thing is to accept Mark Plance's resignation as of 5/20/24.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the resignation of Mark Plance as of 5/20/24 from the Hamburg Fire Department.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the resignation of Mark Plance of 5/20/24 from the Hamburg Fire Department. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar. Aye.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Accepted.
All right, so the other thing is the radio data access agreement. So there are three things. I had our attorneys review it. And kind of one of the comments was level one security awareness training, which puts the responsibility to train, you know, the city personnel on the Hamburg Fire Department. But the county does have, you know, free version of the training available through Minnesota BCA. And then also would assist in setting up so the fire department could have a training on that at one of their training sessions. So that wouldn't be an issue. The second thing was the issue of the county retaining the right to suspend the city's access or terminate its competent authority advises them to terminate the agreement. Sheriff indicated that this is related to FBI BCA protocols. This may impact fire department if suddenly the access is cut off, but it's not a tremendous potential impact. It may not be worth fighting over. Stephen kind of thought the same thing. So then the only real change in the agreement that we talked about would be in section 6. Where it explicitly limits county's liability by reference, but they said it should include the city. So it should state the liability limits apply to both parties. So other than that, Stephen was okay with the changes and the discussion we had with city attorney to go ahead and approve the radio data access agreement with Carter County.
With the caveat of the liability.
Correct.
So any questions? We'll either look for a motion to approve the agreement with the caveat of the additional liability limitation of, with the city.
I make a motion to approve the radio data access agreement with Carver County with the added verbiage for liability change.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the radio data access agreement with Carver County with the liability change as stated. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. They didn't really call it night to be nights.
That's what they are now. I don't know. Last year they changed it. And
I'm so hoping they were changing it.
I know, but they've gone to night to unite now, but still some say national night out too. So we all know we could use some uniting anyways. So, but basically, again, first Tuesday in August, be August 6th. Again, our department participate. Same with first responders as available, and then also the sheriff's department. One question I had is, I know me and Jen kind of talked, are they still doing drawings for bikes?
We're giving bikes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
then, two different, we're giving away 4 bikes.
Okay. Excellent. So then basically, keep it simple again, hot dogs, beans, chips, cookies, pickles, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you want to complain, we, you know, I'll be in a sign-up sheet to to help out, so. and one thing we had mentioned last year is, you know, we've done it 5:30 to 7:30. Last year, we kind of mentioned 5:30 to 7. I don't know if that's what we still are thinking or want to go with, or.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it really fades out. Yeah, it dies pretty quick there. That's sufficient.
Okay. Council, any other questions or any other thoughts in regards to the night to unite? It doesn't easily roll off like that.
No.
All right. We'll move on then to old business. 2024 street improvement project.
Okay, so we're looking probably mid to end of August, kind of the time frame right now, somewhere in there right now for the completion of that. So I'll keep you posted.
City account on social media.
So what that is just if we want to allow comments. Because what we received is some people advertising for themselves on the city website, which that page is not for. So one of the things that I talked about is if we could disable comments or look at those, what other options we'd have there. So I would bring it forth to council that we'd look at probably just having a statement on there that, you know, on the webpage, we might even have it. I might even have added that now anyways, but
I mean, you would hope that adults could be adults when they're posting on it. So,
right. Where did my kind of unfortunately, no. Oh, God. All right. Well, anyways, not wasting time. It's just we have options there to where we can just get rid of the comment sections. Our attorney kind of gave us 3 options. City could disable all comments on his post, effectively ending any continued public forum, City should change the description of the comment moderation on the sidebar indicating that no public comments will be allowed. Two, city continue to allow users to post as they will. If you go this route, then all users may post. You cannot pick individual users to block. Either all users can post or none. You know, otherwise we look at creating some limited public forum type policy, which I don't know if we want to get into all that either. I'd say one of the first two options and leave it as is. But my thing would be is, my third option would be is we continue to monitor to see if it continues.
I think just
or just disable comments.
Just one for public admission.
Exactly. It's just a PSA. What it's meant for.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to just.
I'm not either. I mean, that's not for you to monitor.
Then nobody has to babysit anything.
Mm-hmm. If they have questions, they can call Sally.
Right.
I go with that.
Do you need a motion for that? You just, we don't.
Well,
I think we just note that council was all in agreeance to disable comments at this time.
Okay.
Unless there's anyone opposed.
Nope.
Doesn't sound like we have any opposition. So let's go with that for now. And we can always adjust on the fly. Maybe we create a new position, you know, in the town.
Volunteer.
I was thinking like 50 grand a year or something like that. All right, let's move on then to the city electronic sign repair estimate.
All right, so just since a few council members weren't here, some of the things we discussed last meeting, I thought I'd bring back up. What we had talked about with the sign repairs is the part was $3,900. That's not including for them to come out and install it, you know, so we're probably looking at $4,000 to $5,000 to replace that side of the sign. One of the things that was brought up and discussed at the last meeting was to check with the clubs or the people that initially donated towards the sign if they'd like to put money towards it. I haven't talked to anybody yet from any of the clubs. I don't know what the thought would be behind that. I mean, my problem is we'll put $4,000 or $5,000 in it, and then a year or two later, the other side craps out, or I don't know. I mean, the problem is it's old and it's obsolete. Just there's only very minimal parts that you can get for it now. And even that $3,900, that was just a self-diagnosis over the internet. So that's not to say that that is a fix-all either. What they think it is.
And there's no like upgrade option. It's only new.
New sign, yeah. Then you're probably looking at probably $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say. Yeah.
Brett?
I think you should get a firm price. Look how much we raised that time for the hall. Reduce siding and windows and roofs and all that.
It's hard to get a firm price without someone coming out and.
Where was the salesman that you had last time?
That's what I talked to. That's who I talked to.
And he can't give you nothing?
Well, he said if that's the part, because they haven't come out, they'd have to come out and diagnose it.
No, I said a
brand new sign.
Oh, brand new. You know, I guess my other thing is, I'm looking more to the future, which is something I'll talk about too. So another option of reaching out to the public. I don't know what reaches people more, the sign. I mean, we do a monthly newsletter now that really is kind of what we would put on the sign. We have a Facebook page. I'm not saying I'm against the sign, but I'm just saying we have those avenues of reaching the public. And I get it. Not everybody's on Facebook. Not everybody has a phone. You know, it's just me being the treasurer here looking at, you know, the finances. Now, if it's all raised and donated, you know, there's not a impact to the taxpayer, but
it was donated once, it can be done again.
So look at a cost of a new?
I would, and then just talk to our clubs and stuff.
If you're talking 70,000, that's crazy, but if it's right, it's already we raised more money than that, I think, in this community.
Look into that.
There has to be sign posters, makers closer, isn't there? Like now? Because what can you say they're from out of state?
Oh, no, the company that I talked to that would come out was from Eden Prairie.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, where they make it is Brookings, mm-hmm. South Dakota.
Dentronics.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Yeah, Dentronics. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. But, yeah.
Okay. Move forward, yeah, and just see what they can give us for a cost and get, maybe even get a couple of different designs just to have options.
Color, yellow, color.
Yeah. We're inside the city, so we can have moving parts on it versus being out in the county. All right, we'll move on then to the park flag pole.
All right, so again, a few council members are absent. So we had about 6 to 10 people.
16.
Okay. 15 people that came up on the opposition as a new state flag. So after some discussion, it was, well, what was brought up was how much of a pain it was to change the flag to begin with and how much the pole wiggled and leaned and, you know, kind of a safety thing for Jason for changing it. So what was discussed at the last meeting was to just take the pole down. But as I went home, maybe this isn't me and Jason's place, but we discussed and thought, well, versus just taking the pole down, are there ways we could remedy this, correct the pole? So Jason did some investigation and found out that kind of a simple fix is to get it from being so wobbly was a simple fix, and he could cut the lights off it, buy a new rope, make it accessible. I mean, we can still grant the wishes of if people are against a new flag, look at possibly then just putting the American flag in the park and then putting the POW flag down at the memorial. So we just kind of moved the American flag over the park and put the POW flag at the memorial. Other things that were floating around was like a city logo flag, maybe. But I don't know what the cost of that would be.
Council only
thought. So like I said, the council did make a motion to take the pole down, but it, you know, really the decision's up to you guys. But we thought, well, if we could stabilize the pole, get the lights off and make it easier to change the flag out. You know, why take it down? Because some of that discussion wasn't to put it back up. Well, why take it down and put it back up? Put a new one up.
Fred?
So I was the one brought up about taking the pole down because it wasn't if, it was when somebody's going to fall, crack their head off one of the rocks, and then you're going to have a bigger lawsuit than anything. Now that you figured out a way to lower the flag down so you can change it on the bottom, stabilize it, leave the pole up. My thought is put the U.S. flag there, put a POW flag over the memorial to kind of fit in a little better. And if nothing else, leave the POW there until it's going to take you a while to get a city flag. And I think you'd probably use the logo that's on right here on your paperwork that have been around for almost 30 years. Put that on there somehow, and then you could fly that over the memorial, of which many people in this community gave money to, so it would fit. But until then, fly POW there. Maybe then people would want that, I don't know. But I think you're going to pay a pretty good price for a flag. Remember, fire department got a fire department flag, and it shows really good on one side, but then on the other side, it was thinner, and it just shows the backing. So it only shows the real side from one side. So we ended up making two flags, sewing them together, so it showed them the same from both sides. I don't know where you get your flags from. A 5x8. They just got new ones at Legion and Laconia. Is $80, and a POW flag is $100. You're in there, and I think that they got them on all on hand.
And that's what we were paying around $85 for the US flags.
If you put a US flag there, is it easy to lower or raise it?
Yeah, right now it's.
Jay, where did you get your flags from? Is the money staying in the county or is it going to?
No, it's just online.
So that way, this the money is staying in the
county. That's what I mean. I'll pay the same anyway, so.
Council thoughts?
Well, I think if they can get the flagpole fixed and Jason feels comfortable with doing it, I say let's keep the flagpole and switch the flags around for a while until we figure out if we want a Hamburg flag or.
I agree.
Put up, you know.
Might take it down and put it back up.
Right.
Yep, I agree. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense to me. What we'll need then is a motion to amend the motion that was passed last meeting. Since the removal of the flagpole was a part of that. So the motion that we'd be looking to entertain would be a motion to amend the motion to remove the Minnesota state flag and flagpole from Bicentennial Park to be only to remove the flag. Brett.
Don't forget, you got to light that pole somehow.
Yep, we're on it.
I know, but the motion doesn't. You're taking the lights off, so that nothing said.
Well,
that's going to happen.
We're just trying to.
The motion.
I understand.
Yes.
The new one. So it's.
The motion wasn't to do anything with the lights. So I appreciate
pointing out. Okay, I can pull them down.
Yeah.
And you don't need the lights.
Yep.
Well, there was some discussion about taking the lights off of the pole.
Right, but the motion
it's not flipped. Yeah, ready to
flip.
We're trying to null and void the motion made.
Yeah.
So we can make a new one.
So what we're doing is we're amending the motion to keep the flagpole up. So the original motion was to remove the Minnesota flag and flagpole. That was what the motion was last time. So all we need is a motion to amend that motion to leave the flagpole up.
I make a motion to amend removing the flag and the flagpole and make a motion to keep the flag and the pole.
Keep the flagpole.
Flagpole up.
Councilman Poplar, seconded.
So we're moving seconded to amend the motion to remove the Minnesota state flag and flagpole to just be the Minnesota state flag. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Should you say to be just the Minnesota State Flag?
Just the removal of the Minnesota State
Flag. Oh, yeah. Councilman Tracy.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. So, let's get working on the rest of it there then.
Good.
Old generator.
All right. So, also at the last meeting, we discussed getting rid of the old generator. We currently have a generator for the grinder station, portable. We have a permanent generator for the lift station. We have a permanent generator at the hall. We have a permanent generator here. Me, Jason, and Kurt, we've all discussed if there's any need for it and with the fire department. We just really don't see no need for it. It's old. Parts are going to be outdated eventually anyways. We think it would be in the best interest of the city just to get rid of it. So what I've done is I've looked at our purchasing and disposal policy that we have. So
anything under $5,000 is at the discretion of the council as to what they want to do. Once we reach the $5,000 threshold, then we're required to go to sealed bids. So we do have a company that will give us $1,000 for it. That was as is. So that's not putting, what, $300-$400 into it for a battery? I mean, you go to sealed bids. Problem is, you're probably going to get $1,000 because now it's out there.
Right.
So my recommendation, as well as I think Jason, is just to sell it outright to 212 equipment for $1,000 and be done with it.
Council, any thoughts?
Get rid of it.
Well, what was said over here? So we talk about that. I'd like to buy them.
Yeah, well, now you know what it's.
Well, that's it. But I was like saying, 212, did put a couple hours in there and get that thing going. So that's okay.
Tim, you look like you have something to say.
No, I'm just.
I mean, it's up to council. If you want to go to sealed bids, we can go through that process, but then that's another, you know, $50 to $100 spent too on it. I mean, I just, it's not that I'm against you, David. It's just, it's something we don't have a use for. And if there's issues or problems with it, you may come back at, you know, to me or Jason too. I mean, it is old. I mean, it would be sold as is. I mean, if there's interest, there's interest. I mean, so council can look at sealed bids if you want to go through that process. Otherwise, like I said, you know, we know, because we'd sell it as is with not the battery either.
No, I'm fully aware of that. And that's what I figured I would buy it as is, and as is where it is.
Council, your thoughts? We've heard staff, we heard some comments from the public.
How does sealed bid work if we know we're going to get 1,000 from 212?
But have to start out as $1,000, minimum bid of $1,000.
Yeah, say minimum bid 1,000. Well, we always put in there, we can, every sealed bid we do, we put in there that we can reject any and all bids. You know what I mean? So if it comes in at $998 or whatever, you know, I mean, we can reject it and say, you know, so it's we write up the sealed bid. So it's not that it doesn't specify that it goes to the highest bidder. It's just a council discretion as to whether they want to accept the bidder.
We'd have to have a date of when it's got to be out and all that happy jazz too.
Yeah, and then you got to advertise it. And
where is it right now? 212.
No,
it's back here.
Yeah.
And what is 212 stance on their time into it?
They put a couple hours in and get it going. That's all I was saying. So that's what they told me. They obviously they want to measure and go on to the table bed and see what they want to give us. And they said they put a couple hours into it and got it going. So they said they get $1,000.
Well, I mean, it's. I guess my stance is I think the easy button is to go 212, but if we know if we have interest, if we have resident interest, I think we have to, that's my stance. I think we should go sealed bids. I know it's not the popular answer, but.
I mean, if we can always turn them down if we don't get that $1,000 and then bring it out to 212.
Yeah, if we have more than just one person interested in it, we've got to kind of give them an opportunity.
Yeah, I just, I mean, to me, it's not a good look if we don't give, if we know there's interest to not give an opportunity. I just.
And if we do that, we put on our list too, probably. Would reach out to a lot of people. Okay.
So, council, then if that's the way we would want to direct staff to handle it, I look for a motion to go to a sealed bid for the sale of the old generator.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to go to a sealed bid for this, the sale of the old generator.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded to go to sealed bids for the old generator. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Seal bidding we do.
I will put that together.
Next item, public works pay raise.
All right, so one thing, we approved pay raise for Jason Fassini's Class D license. One thing I just wanted to get clarification on was the effective date. The date he took the test or what other date?
What does the contract say that we that he signed for employment?
I think when he passed. If I remember right, what, you know,
the date that he passed.
I think that's what it was too.
So he took the test on May 9th. So my thought would be backdated to May 10th. You know, or do you do it from when he received the notification? You know, I mean.
I would just go for May 10th and.
I think that's what I would do.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Where?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Anybody want to make that a motion? Councilman Tracy make a motion to take the public works positions pay raise effective date of May 10th for passing. Was it the sewer? For the sewer license.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to establish the effective date of May 10th, 2024 for the passage of the sewer license for the public works. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Next item on the docket, public nuisances.
So I've sent out 8 nuisances with a few more that are probably going to be on the way. All right, so I'll just start with what I got here. If it will open. All right, so here this is Graham's. And then here, I mean, I think my biggest concern is, I don't know what this is. Is this oil? What is this out in the open? You know, in the mattresses. It's kind of probably the biggest concern. Why this is so slow. Then you have other various, like the tires here. That's probably my biggest concern. You can see.
And a letter was sent when for this one?
Well, so typically what we do is I send letters. They have till this meeting and an option to come to this meeting and state their case. And then usually what we'll do is at like this meeting, we'll declare it a nuisance. So then that way I'll have the police, you know, if the council declares nuisances, then we'll have the police serve the notice and then they'll have till the next meeting to correct it, not correct it at the next meeting and it goes to the county.
Okay.
I mean, that's the process we've done. So I want to keep that process, yep. Be consistent.
Council thoughts on this property?
I mean, the mattress, I mean.
Yeah, the mattresses have to.
Yeah, that, and I think just that, I mean, if that's oil, full of oil or whatever, just out in the public, it's just kind of a concern. One by one, or you want me to go through them all?
Also, what are your thoughts? You want to handle them individually?
Yeah. That way we can, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
Might as well do it individually. So then the first one we'll be looking at then here is for 410 Sophia. Council, what direction do we want to give staff? Do we want to declare it a nuisance and have them move forward with the serving by the CSO? Or do we not?
So you only have one letter sent?
Yeah.
Well, they have to like next meeting to come or get, so they have like basically 30 days to get their stuff taken care of.
Yeah, like this letter now will say kind of the same thing, but it'll be officially served.
And I would say, I mean, when was the first letter sent out? Roughly?
It says
7-3. So they had 2 weeks already to come back and say something. Declare it.
Yeah.
And they'll have 30 days to get their stuff together, I guess. Basically 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one is at
780
Park. This property is kind of, to be honest, ever changing.
Has he removed any of the parking since the first letter?
It's a little better.
What are we looking at? What's the that pile of stuff right there?
This is.
I mean, you can have four vehicles, right?
Right. But yet, they should be licensed. Whereas, I don't know how well you guys can see on there, but you can see that that's a remnants of a vehicle right here.
Is a trailer license?
I don't know. I couldn't tell from the street without trespassing.
I believe if they do have a, if the license, if the trailer is licensed and anything on it, then would classify as that. So that would be the big thing I would say is to, if that is a, you know, if the council has a concern and wants to declare that a nuisance.
Doesn't he work out there pretty much? So like you said, it's ever-changing.
He does, it's ever-changing. It's just, I mean, my thing is with nuisance is, like I said, none of us like sitting up here doing this. I don't.
No, I don't either.
But it's just the ones I do send letters to are the ones I get complaints. I don't sit and drive around town looking to nitpick people's property.
People that complain.
Yeah.
If people are complaining, then I guess the same thing.
I understand the neighbors. I mean, if I'm trying to sell my house and you're living next to a semi junkyard,
is he still doing construction?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Irrigation.
It's not construction.
No, I mean, is he still doing?
Oh,
no, I think that's done. Okay.
Have we got the final?
The addition?
Yeah, I think that's done. Yeah, whatever he's doing.
The final spec or.
Oh, that finalized on is.
Yeah.
If you want to know, give me a second and I'll tell you.
Because I mean, if we've had Minspecker sign off on his project, then to what the point you were making is that
right.
It would make sense for us to get him to clean that area up.
Yeah, right.
But if the permit's still open, then it's still open.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Some of that's still construction material. Is it, you know, what? I don't.
That closed.
Okay.
Assuming that this is up to date.
Right.
Website.
Right. Well, that's what we got to go with
right.
For right now anyway, until we get a more expert opinion on that part. But the Collinsman Poplar's point is if it's still open permit and he's still doing work on there, then you would think
he's got stuff in that's supposed to be in the garage, but it's not. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I get it if neighbors are complaining.
Did you say he's made some progress since then?
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's never fully cleaned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everything put away, but it's sometimes it's bad and cleaned up a bit and
if he's running a business, I mean,
if he's cleaned up a bit and his permit's still open, I'm willing to give up some wiggle room there to make sure he's got all his construction material and or equipment out of there.
Okay,
so reassess next meeting.
Yep,
reach out if you can to him and just see if that trailer is licensed.
Okay.
All right. What's our next one?
All right, so this is 625 Kim Avenue. He's got a boat here. There's another boat on this side, which I didn't get a picture, but just various other things. And then the neighbors have complained about the backyard, that it's all weeds. There's no grass.
Are they tall? I'm assuming the weeds are tall.
Along the fence.
Do you know what the pile of dirt is in the driveway?
No, I don't.
Well, when I saw the news about the Great Public House, so I don't know that's what he's got that dirt for. But it's been there for quite a while.
We've had quite a bit of issues with him already, haven't we?
Yeah.
I would send another letter.
Yep. Declared, or whatever you call it.
I mean, if he's working with that dirt, at least he can call then and... trim his weeds.
Sounds good.
Okay, this is 619 David Avenue. And I believe they were issued a citation last year.
For the same thing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you remember, he had like 10,000 golf clubs out
there. Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean, it's It's a little better, but there's still, you know, just a bunch of scrap, and it just makes it look like a junkyard. Small junkyard.
Send him a letter.
The
vehicle, I agree with that. Absolutely. Vehicle's
been there forever.
I think it's not registered either.
Yeah, especially if it's not registered and licensed.
Yeah, there's, I believe, number 23 tabs.
Mm-hmm.
This is 679 Park. Which to me, I think the biggest thing is just there's some weeds back in here and here, and I don't know if this vehicle is operational.
I just have to move that trailer out to get the weeds behind there, but anything beyond that snowmobile trailer on that side, that's weeds on the other side of the property. So we'll have to go after it. Try to keep everything. Those trees are past the property, so try to keep everything right by the trees. So I did get everything on the other side. You can see the skidder, the land plane there.
Well, like, are the snowmobiles operational, or?
I got to get them back on the trailer. I got to get them this thing. Should probably just get rid of it. Yeah, it's fair. Absolutely.
What's the saying? If you haven't used it in a year?
Okay. Look on, so we want to reassess next month then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're
crimson
and weeds up.
Yeah. Biggest thing is just to teach. I'm working in a school and I'm playing the AC, so I'm in the thick of the heat, whatever else. I get one, I'm absolutely spastic. And I can only run the AC with the scare so long. So it's trying to keep it working out with that. Yeah, the piece.
And then this is
okay.
421 Henrietta. I mean, it's nice and organized, but it's just someone complained about it, like what this building is. And
fish out.
Okay.
What's the question of where? Over and on the lake.
Not this year. Right. But it's just, I mean. Yeah.
If you want, I can move that over to my property, my other property. And Jeremy, you and I have discussed that. It's simply a matter of time to get it done.
Yeah, and that really hasn't. I mean, to me, this isn't as bad as a lot of many of the other places.
Right.
And like I said, I just send out notices from when I get complaints. I don't go around looking for a fight.
Exactly.
That's usually what it ends up being.
The car that's under the tarp is the issue. I can work on getting that off property. I've got to turn it around on the trailer and make it transportable because the weight's on the wrong end. I'll trailer well at that point. That one's like way parts.
Yeah. And I mean, it's usually at least somewhat tidy. So I
Paul, any thoughts?
It's been there forever. I'm not gonna start a fight now.
See nothing.
Okay. You call that one good then.
Yep. And then the other one was Austin Tennyson. At 471 Brad Street, he took care of his weeds. They were quite long in the backyard. Like this morning, that was all cleaned up. And same at 710 Park, that looked like it's been holding.
Good.
You know, when I went over there on your property, I really, And I'm sure it's probably going to be hit or miss when I go over, but I didn't really smell anything. I mean, but it's not to say it hasn't, but I've also had someone else say something that at certain times, like when he cleans it out or whatever, that it's bad.
Every time I walk past that door, get in my camper, I can't say it's bad enough to gag a maggot, but it's
right.
You can smell it. And if it's in, I can smell it 5 feet away from the property.
I guess the hard thing is, like, what do you do?
He's got 50 rabbits in it.
I mean,
but he's had those forever too, you know, like
to be honest,
go back now and
well, the problem is we don't have an ordinance that addresses it. We'd have to adopt an ordinance to address it.
Well, if the smell's going across the property.
Yeah, I know. And that was the hard part when I was looking through city code, all smells dealt with garbage, smoke, you know, those type things. I mean, I can't remember. I did find one that was kind of vague that we could maybe use.
I think it would apply, but
yeah. But we can, I can send that letter and see where it goes, at least to get the attention to maybe
what is maintain. Get it. Going upwards,
right?
Other than
right,
I'm limited where I put my camper, and it's borderline making my camper smell up.
Well, Jeremy, if you think you found an ordinance, at least that we can make awareness to a little bit of it, let's go that route.
Yeah,
and at least
and I'll just see write it that if it can deter, you know, the odor. I mean, because I don't think I've never really had any complaints about rabbits running around other than the ones we all have in our yard this year, it seems. But
and believe you me, the less that I have to deal with this guy, the better I'm off. But when it's affecting my property,
right,
my vehicles on my property, across the property line, I mean,
right.
Well, we'll try.
You can have it forever in a day, but yeah, at what point in time do you figure something?
No, I get it. It's just like, it's a weird situation.
Yeah. I totally get it. I understand it. And I honestly say, the less I have to deal with this guy, the better off it is. I don't care what he does on his property and whatever else. That's his business. But when it starts coming onto my property, that and affecting my vehicle and my property,
that's
where it's like we've got to be able to do
something.
I will address that tomorrow. Yeah, that's it for nuisance. Move on then to new city business. For those who may not have looked at the calendar, but we do have a primary this year, and that primary will fall on our next scheduled meeting of August 13th. So then obviously August 6th is National Night Out. So that takes that day out of the equation. Now the question comes, do we want to move to the 20th or the 27th?
Don't matter to me.
Okay.
I don't think I've got anything on either day. So.
20th.
Okay. So I would entertain a motion to move the Hamburg City Council for August 13th to August 20th.
I make a motion to move the August 13th City Council meeting to August 20th at 7 p.m.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move the August 13th City Council meeting to the August 20th at 7 p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes.
Okay. Along with that, two council seats are up. Filing for those two seats is July 30th to August 13th. Deadline is 5 o'clock on August 13th. So,
excellent day. Move on then to the CUP permit for Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Okay, so if you haven't heard or aware, they're looking at a daycare facility out at Emmanuel. So I've been in contact talking with the county if it would be an issue, because one of the requirements would be that they stay connected to the city sanitary. They're on a private well out there, but their sewage runs to the city. The only problem I told them I have is, which I can't believe, I mean, I've been dealing with this forever, is where that line exactly runs. I haven't been able to find any point. In with talking with the county, they said, well, they would work at looking at connecting to, you know, existing. So it probably won't be an issue when they build or what, but it still would be nice to know where the hell that line runs. I don't know where the plans are. Engineers don't have them.
Is the line currently large enough to take on the additional?
In with talking to the engineer, it seemed like it would be an issue with Justin, but okay. Because they're hardly any use. And what did they say was going to be a facility for 40 kids? I think. Well, I haven't heard numbers, I guess. So I don't know what flows we'd have there. But one thing we may have to do is try to find that damn line and at least determine the size of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of keys.
Well, I can't believe the city doesn't have any plans. I mean, even when was it done? In the 80s, I thought, is what I've kind of heard through the grapevine, but I'd ask
if
I'd have to have lunch with Diggin. Yeah, so we'll continue to work on that, and then I will update council. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Earn sick and safe time.
All right, so in legislation, they made a few changes to the ESSD. I kind of put it in here for review, but what I'd like to do is bring it forth to the personnel committee to review, to kind of iron it all out, because some of the things which, you know, when our attorney sent this to us, the biggest thing I didn't agree with is that they had in their full-time employees would be front-loaded 48 hours of ESST. And if it was unused, you have to pay it out then as of December 31st. And the way I look at that is, I don't think that was sick time is meant for. It's not like, if you want to approve that, I'll take it. It'd be like a bonus.
Right.
But I just don't think it's right. Or so the other option that you have is to front load 80 hours. Then you don't have to pay it out. But also what we need to work out in the handbook is what we currently have in there is, you know, you get 1 8 hours a month, right, of sick time, and you can crew up to 800. So what we need to do is coordinate this all, because you don't want 96 hours plus 80. That's ridiculous. You
know, right.
That's just way too much. So I think personnel committee, we need to sit down and kind of iron this out and then bring something back to council on it.
from that standpoint. The other things they kind of defined a little bit was what is an employee that qualifies for this. And one of the hardest parts I had with the whole thing, and I think every city did, was for volunteer firefighters and, you know, rescue and those type things. How do you account for that? Well, they made that exempt, same as city council members. So, sorry.
But it, so if you already get 96 hours, you have to do an additional 80?
What's that?
If you already get 96, we have to do an additional 80?
No.
That's why
we don't. So. That's why I want to iron that out to see if we can't just have what we currently have in there for full time.
Right.
Just be the ESSD.
I think you can, but
you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I want to get clarification on, because we offer more than we're required to already.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would just be part time.
I was talking to Jessica, she runs the plant there, and she said if we get PTO, then you don't have to pay it out. That's what they
said. Yeah, but we don't have PTO. We have vacation and sick separate. Oh. I want to get it to where it's at, what we had in the handbook, you know, that was, it's more than what they're requiring in the ESST, and not adding another 80 hours to 96. That's just, then I can take half the year off.
Yeah.
You know,
if you had the limit, then you didn't have to add any additional because you already meet the requirement.
Right. That's what I want to get all ironed out. But we'll have a personnel committee meeting because I got a few other things for personnel committee meeting to go over too. So yeah. Then I'll bring it back for it to the next meeting.
Sounds
good. Unless you want to give me and Jason a bonus. We won't complain. I mean, honestly, because that's how I look at it.
There might be a few people in town that might complain.
Yeah, I got it.
So, all right, we'll move on then to the next item, park incident from July 13th.
Okay, so we had two incidents. So we had a little run-in Saturday night with some juveniles getting into the park building in the big shed. I believe that was the only building that we
got them on camera. Because I drove by and I seen the shop door wide open and maybe thinking there's a garage opener down there. And when it's down there, obviously somebody was in there.
So we have the mower parked in there. And at first we thought they might have done something to the mower, but it seems okay, right?
Yeah, everything.
But they did steal the garage door opener for the shop that was on the mower. But that was returned to us Monday morning. It was found in the bushes along Henrietta. So we called the cops Saturday night, let them know, reported the incident. The only real damage we had Saturday night was just there was a white powder all over in the park building. We couldn't figure out what it was until Jason figured it out the other day that they basically released a fire extinguisher in there. So that was the extent of that night. Cops went and talked to the kids and their parents. So then this morning, Jason found out that they were in the bathroom last night and broke the door that was locked to the little mechanical room where we have the sink. They kicked it in. So again, called cops, dealt with that this morning. Went through all the details with that, found the footage of them going in and out of the bathroom, right into that cop. So they'll be handing it over to the attorney for that. So we figure we're probably looking at about $500 to replace that door. It's probably, about $75 we're guessing for the fire extinguisher, and I think maybe a little bit of cleanup because it is a mess in there. Because even when we went in there, I said to Jason, "What in the heck is in the air?" It was just looming, and then it was all cake all over the tables and mower.
Humidity that night.
Yeah.
We thought something. They did some of the lawn work because the floor right by lawnmower was wet. Yeah, but I think it was just the moisture in there.
Well, luckily we got cameras down there.
So these juveniles, as of today or tomorrow, will be notified that they are not allowed on city property or be considered trespass. So they would be issuing that to them to let them know that. You know, it's tough to give you the details because we're dealing with juveniles again. So I think, I don't know, Jason, you got anything else to add? We haven't noticed anything else missing. Oh, Jason did find 3 doorknobs in the park. Just in brand new
in the box.
In the park. So I don't know. That was from them that they took from somewhere. So if anybody's missing 3 brand new
doorknobs,
they're up at city office here. So yeah, so we've done a report on each incident. Police have done the report and they'll be turning it over to the attorney's office or possible prosecution.
Possible. They better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'd all be in agreement that we
the full
gonna move forward to for prostitution or
wow
restitution.
You and Tim hanging out, huh?
I guess.
Oh, and I said that.
Restitution and reimbursement.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. I think that's the worst Freudian slip I've had in my 30 years.
That fucking big kids.
Well, if it wasn't, we'll find out.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. So yeah, that's where we're at. We haven't noticed, like I said, anything else missing. So, and the mower seems to be fine. So,
if you would have just asked the officer, I know that since we're dealing with juveniles, it's kind of limited on the amount of information that can be shared to the public, but if there's anything that can be shared, if we were to go and say a closed meeting and be shared to the council, so at least, because if we're telling these kids that they can't be on city property and not everybody knows what they look like, it's right. Kind of hard
to know how to address the no trespassing.
Right.
You know, okay, I will.
At least will, maybe if the council can reach out, you know, that way.
Okay.
If we do get word that somebody suspects one of the kids are on our property,
right,
then at least we can notify Jesse and that and say we have verification that they were on property at some point in time. Okay. We can't verify that maybe with the person who tells us, but at least maybe we can let the officer know. Otherwise, it's going to be extremely tough to enforce that.
Yes.
Unless they happen to walk by the squad car when he's sitting in the park, and, which would pass the kids.
Yeah. 2 days apart.
Yeah, and the other thing too is when I was setting up the press box tonight for the game, the door on the press box looked like it had been tried to be pried open. It actually took me a while to get into the press box because the door was stuck. So I'm not saying these are related to what took place with what we've already had, but you know, when there's smoke. All right. Well, then we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Poplar.
One other thing I had was one other thing I've looked into, because we've talked about this past couple of years, is like doing an app or a tech messaging type service thing too for PSAs. It's not that we have to do it, but it was about $1,500 a year to do like this text MyGov proposal, you know, but I don't know if we need to do that. If you got a phone, you're probably on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
But it's an option that's out there too, that some cities are going to too.
Well, we can tackle that during budget season.
That's what I figured. So,
Jason, you have something else?
Hmm? You have something? No, I just said text my go. for both that you missed.
Well, it's because I'm looking at my online version versus the printed
the old one.
Yeah. All right. Council reports then. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
I just have a couple of things. We'll get a newsletter out. So if anybody has anything that they want to add to the newsletter, we'll try to get that out Thursday, Friday timeframe. So I've got a couple of days to add to it. And then I will be meeting with Carver County mayors over breakfast on Friday. So if there's any issues that anybody has that they want me to maybe throw past another city, let me know. Otherwise, that's all I have.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion's been made and second to adjourn Hamburg City Council. All in favor?
Council Poplar, aye.
Council Member Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council is adjourned for July 16, 2024 at 2023.